On the news recently, there was a goose who lost her gander, and a gander who lost his dame. It turned out that together, these geese met each other's needs. Today, Jane Andrews observes how needs can be met alternatively. This is A Walk in the Park.
I came home from work yesterday to find a package from my cousin. Following the gathering at my father's funeral, he promised to send me a flash drive of photos, films, and audio tapes he collected of all of us cousins growing up, as well as childhood films of our parents on that side of the family. When I was growing up in our apartment in Manhattan, my thoughts of the ideal lifestyle was what my cousins had living in the suburbs just across the George Washington Bridge. They had a house with a yard, a family room, and a fireplace for Christmas. As much as I couldn't wait to see the films on that flash drive, it turned out I couldn't even get through half of it. Reality set in of things that happened since those perfectly painted images. When back then, I believed that my family in the city was plagued with problems while life was always perfect at my cousin's. But as time passed, I became old enough to know more of the truth. It appeared that traumatic events struck our families from every direction. The infrastructure of the once healthy family was failing from the barrage of crises. There was no calm, there was no security. Growing up being with my cousins were some of the happiest times of my life. So much fun and laughter. Spending an evening with them after my father's funeral was eye-opening for me. I came to learn that one cousin thought that the grass was actually greener on our side of the street, as she leaned on my parents for support, as I had once leaned on hers. I began to see how hard my parents' generation worked to make their families picture perfect. The irony that my cousin and I looked for fathers in our uncles for love we couldn't get from our own dads did not escape me. There was no need to change anyone's experience or force feed our versions of the truth. Instead, I came to understand that there are no perfect, undamaged families. We just do the best that we can.
You've been listening to A Walk in the Park with Jane Andrews, broadcasting each week at this time. A Walk in the Park is brought to you by Wild Birds Unlimited on Route 2 in Warwick.